Eagles fans are used to seeing DeSean Jackson work miracles on the football field, but this Thanksgiving, he helped provide a miracle for a family off the field. On Tuesday, Jackson took the Houston family for a Thanksgiving shopping spree at an Acme store in South Philadelphia, where he spent nearly $1,000 on their feast. Back in December 2008, just days before Christmas, Samantha Houston was murdered during a home invasion. Samantha's son, Samson, was shot twice in the back. He is paralyzed and bound to a wheelchair. Amin, Samantha's other son, was thankfully unharmed. Trina Houston, Samson and Amin's grandmother, took the children in and has sacrificed everything she could to provide a life for them. But Jackson's generosity will allow Houston to give her grandchildren something that she has never been able to give.
Sometimes you look back and you don't think that things are going to go well. You know, you don't know how you're going to make it or how you're going to make ends meet or how you're going to, you always try to pull it off. But, you know, I never came in the market and just got what I wanted. I never, like, really can't afford that, but it's just really overwhelming. It's really overwhelming.
Jackson grew up in Los Angeles and understands the struggle that many people endure. He wants to help shoulder the burden for as many people as possible.
You know, growing up and coming, you know, how I was raised and, you know, just things I saw on an everyday basis, you know, it's something I just want to be able to go out there and interact and, you know, rub elbows and, you know, not be afraid and not shy away from that because, you know, our help is definitely needed and wanted. And, you know, I don't mind, you know, being that person to go out there, you know, just shed a light and help any way possible. And, you know, my mother and father always told me if I could help out another, you know, it would take me a long way in life. So, you know, that's what I live my life for, to help out others and, you know, to see this family here once again after what they just went through. You know, it's definitely, my heart goes out to them. And, you know, this is, you know, only so much I can do, and it's, you know, so much more that they're going to have to go through, you know, in their lives and without their parents and things like that. So I just, hopefully this could, you know, brighten it up for them a little bit.